would have to say initially that it's disappointing news that the mackerel quota for Ireland will be reduced by 20% to 55,300 tonnes. Of course, this is in sharp contrast with the initial proposal of some weeks ago to reduce it by 61%. And this 20% reduction has been arrived at after a series of meetings between the European Union, Norway and Faroes, culminating in yesterday's meeting in London. I've lost all confidence in the methodology used to assess the mackerel stocks. The Irish Council for the Exploration of the Sea have a responsibility for this. They've made mistakes in the past, and I believe the stocks that they're suggesting are much, much less than the information which the member states have contributed to the talks.
And what kind of impact will this reduction have on fishermen across the country, Deputy?
It's very serious, and very serious in particular for Donegal, because the majority of the Irish mackerel are landed by Donegal vessels and predominantly into Killybegs, where employment is created there in the factories. So it's quite serious. And of course, those who own the vessels, those who are working in the vessels, the factory owners and the labour force in the factory will suffer as a result of this. But I believe even at this late stage that the minister must make a last-ditch effort for an increase. But knowing how the negotiations work, I believe it's the die is now cast.